Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's there at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing great.
So what day is it today? What national day is it
today? Well, there's only one thing listed today, and it's Fudge Day.
Oh, national well, I guess that's all you need.
That's it.
There's fudge, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's got all the essential food items in it.
That's
milk, sugar, grain.
And love. Is that unusual to have only one national day, like one thing?
Yeah, some days, like tomorrow, it looks like there's six things.
Okay.
All right.
And I do have an update on the
fire
off. The rock fire.
The rock fire
off of Benson Drive and Rock Creek Road east of Whiskeytown in Shasta County is 100 acres and 45% contained.
Okay.
And I have not gotten an update on the dairy fire yet in Red Bluff. The last update said it's 150 acres and 20% contained.
Okay. So it's grown 30 acres, but they've contained almost half of it here at the rock fire. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here in the next couple hours. What does it look like, man?
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be 104 today. It's currently 72 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 71. Thursday calls for, oh, my God, get ready for this, 110. Did you hear that? Highest temperature of the year so far. Thursday night, mostly clear, overnight lows of 75. Friday calls for 111. Friday night, clear with 76. And Saturday, 109. And Sunday, Father's Day, don't forget, 107 in the daytime. So we are up in those triple digits. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta. It's an excessive heat warning, by the way. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. It is a veteran-owned business. The Kenny family have supported this station, and we love local businesses that have been with us since the day we started. Shasta Gas Propane, located for all your gas and propane needs.
There you go, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans there, too. The rock fire off of Benson Drive, it's burning in the footprint of the car fire. Now, think about this, my friends. It's burning in the footprint. If you remember the car fire, you remember the car fires a couple years ago. Remember Fire NATO and all those. It's burning in the footprint, which means there's enough foliage now for it to burn. For 2 years, and I'm not laying this on the McConnell Foundation at all, so don't think I am. McConnell Foundation got a grant 2 years ago to start clearing some of those areas out there along that road. And I talked to the young man that's in charge of that, and you can't imagine the problems they run into trying to clear burnt out land.
Like, for instance?
Well, you know, first of all, a lot of it's private property, and trying to get them to allow people to come on and clear brush.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like PG&E? You have right of way because it's
PG&E has the right, as does REU, to lean over there and cut trees. If you've got trees and branches that are in the area of their lines that can impact on their lines, they have the right to cut those trees. They also will, with the owner's permission, thin out that area.
So you're saying that they have problems with homeowners who have...
A lot of time it's absentee landowners in some cases. And as you know, we have problems with that. But the bottom line, though, is this car fire burnt a lot of thousands of acres, you know, the homes, loss of life and all this. How much of that has been cleared out? For some reason, we can't log trees that are burnt that are still good. Remember when we went to Oregon, as we were driving over to the coast, along the road there, that main road to the coast from Grants Pass, there were logging operations going everywhere, taking down dead trees. We seem to have a problem with that, being able to do that in the state. So now what we have is that it's been 2 years, underbrush has grown, we have some rain, we got another fire. So there's got to be a better way of doing this. And there is. I mean, we know how to do it. It just seems to be the will of the state and the feds, because a lot of this came out of the feds, too, to clear out these areas that are already burnt. I mean, what you can use the wood. You can use the slash for cogen plants for electricity. And you can still use logs that haven't been, you know, that were burnt, but there's, you know, they're still good for a couple years, maybe less, but a couple years. And we don't seem to be doing anything like that, or very little. They've cleared out on sides of the road because there's a one way in, one way out type of thing in Shingletown. Same thing as Paradise.
Well, when we got home last night, it was very evident that we were smell. It was a different smell too. Like you know how I don't know fire is, but it's not all fire is equal in the smell of that particular burn that was in the air. That smell. Anyway. We're going to talk about that later on. I think it'd be interesting to really have an expert on that was going to be, we're going to talk about California rules, especially right now with what's happening in that underbrush or those trees that have fallen. Like, what are the rules? Okay, we're going to have to take a break here in a moment, but, I do want to remind you that Chicks and Chaps is happening. It's a rodeo clinic. And that's September 18th. I think there's a few tickets left because it is limited seating. And this is always something that happens Friday of the rodeo. This year, a whole new deal is happening. And, of course, this is a fundraiser for breast cancer. September 18th, 1 to 5, Reading Rodeo Grounds. I'll be there. I'll be emceeing. I love that. I'm going to be there along with Sheila Hoyer and Lynn Fritz. And it's going to be the new regime has come in, and it's really fantastic. So you can register by going through Chicks and Chaps, and the deadline, there's only 100 tickets are going to be sold. And by the way, killer, one-of-a-kind belt buckle that's made specifically for this event. Deadline to purchase tickets is August 15th.
Well, and last time I heard, out of 100 tickets, there were only like 50 left. So you may want to hop in.
And then we bought a table.
Time.
Oh, so okay. Now that makes it 40.
Well, I'm glad we did that. 7:12 in the morning here, and it's...
Oh, you want to tell about the new rules of the chat pack?
I went over this yesterday, but I'm going to
please.
Again. As you know, our chat pack for 11 years has just been really, you know, they can get in, you know, they get in arguments, but it's civil. But all of a sudden, about 3 weeks ago, we got crazy people coming in here, trolls, and we were banning people left and right and deleting. You know our rules here, no profanity,
civility.
Just civility. And you know civility when you see it. And people complaining, well, you know, my First Amendment rights. Well, my chat room, my rules. Okay? And my rules are civility. So we've got new ways of... checking into the chat room, I think will make it more civil. But as yesterday was great, you know, Jared, what'd you say to Jared when you came in?
I just said what happened with the chat room. I'm surprised that usually when I come in lately, I'll log on the computer and I'll see that Carl's already deleted like 20 messages.
Well, we do not mind you all using the chat room. You know, after the show, when we're watching it, you know, and 2 days ago, the chat room was going till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got no problem with that. Use it as a place to exchange ideas, argue with each other, and that's fine. But just the, you know, you're not saying people are going to jail, you know, and are using barnyard terms here. But anything else in there usually goes. So, update on Sue McClain. I'll put this on Facebook today.
Our morning news gal
hasn't been here now. This is her second week. It's because, as you know, Sue had an accident in the home, and it resulted in an operation. And I just heard from her yesterday that, you know, she's planning on coming back as soon as they allow her to. And so, but she's
on the mend.
She's on the mend, which is the good thing. And we can't wait to see Sue get back and that she's okay. That's the big thing. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani started this gun shop about the same time we started the station. And I tell you what, we don't buy our guns anywhere else than Bastiani Arms. Even through all this craziness, John's been able to keep some guns coming in on a regular basis and ammunition. All the accessories you could possibly want there at Bastiani Arms. And he's probably the best gunsmith that I've run into in a long time. That's John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally run, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Summer night. Me and the the band rock truth. We were feeling all right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindebot. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and it is, going to be hot today. It's 72 right now. It's going up to what, 100 and what?
104 today.
104 today.
104,
okay.
Overnight lows of 71, but we are in an excessive heat warning. You know, folks, it's going to be 110 tomorrow and 111. So take special care with your animals and people. Like, don't forget that your kids are in the car or your animals in the car, because people will break the window open, as they should. And don't walk your pets on the pavement when you've got tennis shoes on and you think, I'm just having a great walk here.
Somebody,
and their paws are singed.
You know, yesterday it was 126 in Death Valley. And I've got a friend lives over in Vegas, a couple of friends that live in Vegas. And, I rode across Death Valley at about that heat. And it's not the 126 that's bad, but, you know, you're blowing along there like 80 miles an hour. That's even worse. It's the asphalt. They had to have been, if it's 126 air, that asphalt's got to be, what, 832 degrees melting onto your tires in this. And I realized then that there's a reason I don't do that anymore. So, hey, this portion of the show, and how appropriate, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, and they are here to help people move their dreams forward. Three branches right now, but a fourth one coming down in Anderson, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street right here in downtown Reading, and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And they just made the announcement that they're opening a new branch in Anderson at the, I think at the old Kentucky, wherever, someplace down there in one of those places. I got inside scoop, but I can't say where I got it from on this. But they have announced that. I knew about this before, and they asked me not to say anything until they make the big announcement.
All right.
And absolutely. So next time we're going to roll in, probably get Jeff on and talk about that for Cornerstone.
I'm glad they're doing well because,
so am I.
You know, they've treated us right. And, you know, we all went through like a corkscrew experience with COVID. How do you stay open? How do you pay your people? How do you, you know, I mean, because let's face facts, some of our theater and our music venues and our restaurants that do advertise on our station, because we support local, they couldn't, why say, hey, go eat at, for instance,
Country Kitchen when they're shut down. I mean,
and
you know,
she was trying to stay open, so, and then she like, thousands of dollars of meat and cheese. You know, like, what am I going to do? Do you know anybody I can give this to? And so we went through, we experienced all these people like, it was open, close. Anyway, so my point is that Cornerstone Community Bank was kind of like that soft pillow to lay your head down in a time of crises. But they were.
Well, I tell you, they helped a lot of people. Okay. Hey, with us, you know, this is a first.
Yay.
We've got the Casey Robertson here. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know what? It's a pleasure.
You are game.
You are game.
I like that you're game.
I am.
I said, well, how about tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, just so cool.
No, he said, let me check. He's here. Okay, so you're saying, who's Casey Robertson? Well, we met Casey, really today the first time. I've talked to him on the phone a few times. Casey is a team roper.
Yes.
Is that fair to say? And but you also own the Broken Arrow.
Formerly Broken Arrow,
oh, okay.
It is now Rafter CR Ranch.
Rafter CR Ranch, thank you.
What is Rafter's CR?
Well, I can figure out what the CR is.
Okay, so
Rafter.
So Rafter is pretty much the peaks on a barn.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And that's my brand.
Oh,
I like it.
Try to make it simple.
Okay. All right. So tell us about you. Are you a local boy or what?
Local. Grew up here between Reading and Shingletown. Went to Foothill. Went to Shasta College.
Okay.
Worked for Cal Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Done a lot of construction for different companies in the area, and now own Rafter CR Ranch and specialize in boarding horses and doing cowboy work when I can.
Doing cowboy work when you can. So is this kind of like full time for you now? Or
yes,
it is. Okay. Yes. I mean, I can, we were just out there with some friends the other day, and the Rafter CR ranch, your barns out there, the stables, were some of the nicest I have seen, and I have seen a lot of stables.
Well, thank you. It's older facilities, but I try and do the best I can and make sure everything's cleaned up and well maintained.
When did you okay, here's the question. Let's go a little bit into the history and being a roper. Did you grow up on a ranch? Was this something that you acquired later in life? Or tell us a little bit about your history.
So this is something I got into later in life. It, always in the horses, had some family members that were into it, but I didn't get an opportunity to really do this until after college, and was fortunate enough to meet some people that were willing to help and kind of pay it forward, and that's kind of what I try and do now with some of the younger kids or anyone really. Mm-hmm. So I've been team roping for 10 years and doing the ranching stuff between jobs or in the off seasons when I work for Cal Fire, and pretty much just trying to force it to work and figure out a way to make it work now.
Well, so now, I mean, this is a big operation you have there. I mean, it's not huge. I mean, it's not. Don't think it's like 843
no.
horses.
How many acres?
But it is. You know,
these rafters.
It's a big operation. Don't ever ask how many acres. How many
okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
I won't tell you acres or the number of cows
okay.
I have.
All right.
But I'll tell you horses.
Oh my gosh! I'm learning something all the time.
I
grew up on 5 acres. I just know that. So.
So you got into team roping.
Yes.
Why'd you get into team roping?
I don't. There's something about using a horse for a job, and I can't explain it. It always seems so cool, you know. Aside from you go to a rodeo and you watch different events.
Sure.
That's my favorite event, aside from watching the pickup men work.
Yeah.
Because those are probably the best cowboys in the arena at the time. But
yeah.
I figured I had my best shot at doing team roping and being able to do that, and I didn't have to jump off my horse to do it.
Well, there's a big thing. When I was young, a second lieutenant at Camp Pendleton, we had the Camp Pendleton Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And the stock contractor would bring in all the stock. And during the winter, he'd winter his horses on the big pastures they had there. But he'd bring in the stock early so the Marines and sailors that wanted to try this out could practice. And that's where I rode my first bull. And I rode like 3 times, and that's when I was pretty sure I was never going to do this the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 2 of my Marines, cowboys out of Montana or Wyoming. Sure, you got to try this. Oh, yeah, I can try this. Well, after about the 3rd time, I said, okay, I've learned everything I need to know about riding a bull. Now, we're going to take a break here. The team roping, though, is one of the most lucrative sports, I understand, in rodeo, because it's not just rodeos that they participate in.
Correct. It's in the last, I'd say, 10 years, it has really exploded because it's a whole family event, and the amateur events that are out there and the money that's being paid out is better than ever before.
Uh-huh.
And it just keeps growing year after year. Last year got held up a little bit, but things are kind of back in the full swing now. And yeah, there's amateur people out there making 2-3 times as much as the professionals. And when you're doing well, you're not going to stay at they base a lot of this on a handicap system and different divisions. So
let's talk a little bit about that when we get back here. But plus, I want to talk about the stables itself,
absolutely,
the barns itself. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, veteran. Owned business here. Jeff has been doing this job for a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's from the old school. Guarantees his work. Whether it's a chip, small chip, or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix your windshield. If he can't, he's not going to waste your time. He's going to send you away to somebody that can replace that windshield. But when you think about it, that chip, that little bitty chip, if the sun hits it right, or the, you know, if your air conditioner comes on and hits it right, your, that little chip becomes a crack that goes across
the
windshield.
Yeah.
So, bring your vehicle in for a free consultation. You're not going to be disappointed. Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or head down to 3208 Market Street. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 72 degrees out there.
While the music played, you walked by candlelight. Go to San Francisco nights. We're the best in town. Just by chance, you crossed the diamond with the pearl. You turned it on the world. You turned the world.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our summer sale, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich4reverses.com.
What? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Everything is better with some cows around.
Yeah.
Living in town sometimes brings me down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. You know, Jared, you're going for it today.
Yeah, Jared.
You know, it's swing, the old
country
swing
there. That's a cool song.
Growing up out of town. Hey, welcome back to the show.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location off of Caterpillar Road. Another veteran-owned business. Mike, if you're listening, say we're sending you lots of love and kisses. Mike did our kitchen. We just gave him the keys. We had a special vacay with our family. And I gave him the keys, and he kept sending me pictures, like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? I said, Mike, you're the artist. Go for it. Whatever you do, I'm going to love. And we came back, and we couldn't be happier. Estate Granite.
There you go. And you can reach him at 241 Stone. Hey, we're here with Casey Robertson. And Casey is a local guy. His family owned the store up in Shingletown. He went to Shasta College, and went and worked at Cal Fire. And by the way, thank you for that.
Yeah.
What do you think? And okay, I'm getting away from your portion of the show. What do you think about you worked for Cal Fire as a firefighter? What do you think when you see what's going on around here? You've got your face in it
with the fires.
With the fires, yeah.
It's hard. It's tough situations, and I feel for those guys that are still working for Cal Fire, because every year since I left, it seems like they're having bigger fires, more intense. It's burning more acres at a faster rate of spread, and I really don't know what the solution is. You know, what they've done in Shingletown along the highway is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that, lived in that community most of my life, and I think it's given a peace of mind to some of the residents up there. It kind of acts as a buffer and some kind of fail safe if something happens up there. But right now, it's
we're never more than a step away, are we?
No.
They could, you know, the thing about it is, if they thinned out trees, as they've been talking about, and give the forest a chance, if the fire comes, that it'll stay low on the ground. I mean, you got this much. I mean, we heard from a forest management person from Sierra Pacific 10 years ago. The way the forests are now, they said, we can't even fight them the same way.
No, not at all.
You can't put firefighters, even you know, like you used to. You have to take them over and let them give them a chance, and then be building fire breaks. Yeah. You know, four ridges away instead of just two.
Yeah. And I know as a firefighter, when you get on a fire that's kind of blowing up and getting big, you're just crossing your fingers and praying that the dozers and the airplanes show up, because that's what puts a stop to them and slows them down. Firefighters on the ground with a hose can only do so much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Cover your area.
Thank you for your service. I think that's very cool that you did that. But before we took a break, we were talking about roping and going into where it's not on the professional side, but the amateur side of what it is to go to some of these competitions. And share with us what that looks like.
So let me be clear. I'm not a professional. I'm middle of the road. I just got back from a competition this weekend and felt like I just started roping after getting back. I don't want to act like I'm in here master know all of everything.
No, but you have a passion. This is a sport that you love.
You've been in team roping for 10 years. We've been in the radio business for 11 years. And people ask me questions, and I go, what do I know? What do I know?
You're always learning. Yeah. We're always learning.
Absolutely.
But when you got into it, though, let's just talk about if somebody's interested in it, because this is, believe it or not, this is a huge sport. I mean, and people from the suburbs and, you know, working in towns and stuff, unless I'm wrong.
No, it's, team roping is trying to cater to the whole family and get more of the community involved. And, you don't have to have a huge ranch and cowboy all day and go team rope. They're trying to open the industry up to more people coming in.
Yeah. So, okay. So say I'm going to start team roping.
Yes.
I want to learn, which I may do out at the Raptor CR. I've got to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to try it.
Okay. So,
I have both my thumbs.
Is that
a good start?
That is.
Both your thumbs? Okay. So say I wanted to start team roping. What would happen?
So talking about getting into it, some resources out there.
Well, resources out there, but from you, I mean, you
classes,
teach people
clinics.
How to do it.
Clinic. So there's some local associations we have here in California. We have CCPRA, we have ACTRA, American Cowboys Team Roping Association, and they all have great websites with local contacts on them. Mm-hmm. And say you meet someone, it starts on the ground on just learning how to swing a rope, rope a dummy. And the easiest people for me to work with are people that can ride a horse. The better rider you are, the easier it is to rope, because that's the biggest transition is, okay, I can swing a rope on the ground, I feel good. Well, you get on a horse that's running down an arena, it's a whole different story. So it's in steps, and it's a process. And I tell a lot of people, I played all sports under the sun through high school and college, and I've worked 10 times harder at team roping than I did at any of those other sports. So you have to have a passion for it, and it's not going to be an overnight thing.
And like you said, you've been roping for 10 years, and you were just at a team roping event, and you came back going, wow. Yeah, the only thing I have to, see the ball, hit the ball. You know, it's like baseball. See the steer, rope the steer. The only thing is that the steer's jumping up and down and running, and the horse is going, and you've got to be in, your horse has to put you in the right position. How important is that horse?
It's huge, and that's why this weekend was frustrating. I have a great horse, and so there was no excuses. Mm-hmm. And team ropers compare it to golf a lot of times. But it's once you get to a certain level, a ton of it is mental and just slowing down your mind and just reacting and not overthinking things. So yeah, last night I did a lesson for a junior high girl, and it was almost more of a practice for me than it was for her.
That makes a lot of sense, because a lot of times, you know, professional golfers pay a lot of money to teachers to watch that swing. And, you know, and their swing has changed. You and I would never notice it, but it's something they've done. Like the way, you know, maybe the way they're bringing their arm or their hands through. A professional can, you know, their instructor, who is usually not, you know, a pro golfer, can see it. And it's the same thing, I believe, when you're team roping, is maybe how your hand dips when you release.
Absolutely, and, you know, you don't want to cut that swing short. Same in golf is...
Yeah.
Yeah, just now fundamentals.
You mentioned something about, I heard you say Morgans. Did I hear you say Morgans?
In
the fact like that you horses. Raise or breed or you...
Oh.
That you've got Morgans on the ranch, or did I hear Morgans?
No, but I think there might be one Morgan out at the ranch that's boarded out there.
Okay.
I think there is.
So when you were talking about the team roping, the ranch, is that becoming with this ranch your niche?
I'm trying to make it. You know, with having the ranch, it gives me a lot of opportunities. Like I said, trying to do lessons for beginners and kids getting into it, because I have the facilities to do it. And
do you have steers out there?
I do.
Yeah.
Hoping to have some calves here pretty soon.
The roping itself, and, you know, when the steers, you know, people may not know it, but they put protective headgear on, almost like a helmet on steers.
And that's to protect their ears when the rope goes around their horns.
Right. And, you know, so they don't get, they don't shy away, you don't injure them. You don't want to injure them.
Yeah, rope burns, and, you want to take, you know, there's different opinions on rodeo and stuff, but
a couple of them in here in the chat.
We try and take care of our livestock. You know, that's our livelihood. And, you know, if you use that animal for work every day, you need that animal to work every day. So you don't want to
injure.
No.
No. Well, it's like in rodeo when people talk about the horses and the bulls and this, and it's such that, you know, these animals are worth a lot of money. Yes. I mean, a lot of money. And mistreating them is costing the owner a lot of money. And, you know, the breeding programs they've had with bulls that we've talked to John Brownie about.
Yes.
These bulls are bred. They know exactly. He said, I've taken a bull that has never been in the chute before. And when he gets in the chute and I look at him, that bull knows what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. He says, it's not even fair for cowboys sometimes. It's just not fair. And because they have been bred to do this,
mm-hmm.
and
they know what DNA. They're there.
Mm-hmm. So I mean,
it's not like Fernando, okay?
you see that because you also go to a lot of horse events.
Absolutely. The industry has really put a lot of time into perfecting the breeding on different horses and bulls. You talk about bulls where it almost seems like the bucking bull breeding is kind of outpacing the cowboy, where there's going to be a point where the breeding is so good that there's going to be some arguments over this, but I see, yeah, cowboys not being able to ride.
Well, there's been a couple, you know, there's been several rodeos, and we talked about it one time. I mean, it's about bulls 15, cowboys 1, you know, something like that. So, you know, you've got different levels of bulls, just like you have different levels of horses and everything, that they may put a level 2 group of bulls out that gives them a better chance. You know.
Oh, and they do that now. Different pens, eliminator pen and
the eliminator. Now they usually wait for the national finals. You know, they'll take the best ones for that.
Yeah, and then they'll sprinkle them through the regular season, and there's always a cowboy that wants the rankest.
Yeah,
best.
Give me the eliminator.
Yeah. We're gonna have to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. They've been with us as well since we began our show here. In fact, we had our wedding rings made at Four Winds Jewelry. And
Designed and made.
And for all your stone, loose stone, maybe you have, I missed a diamond in the earring the other day and I just took it in. And they are just so cool and completely can take apart a watch and rebuild it if you need that kind of service. All your jewelry needs at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back here. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just 2 more rolls and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
I'll take the dirt road. It's all I know.
Welcome back
okay,
to
it's a small
Radio.
World. I just have to tell you right now, we're talking about, like, you know, with the Chicks and Chaps event. I have to just share this because my very first Chicks and Chaps event, Casey and I had a table, and they auctioned off a cowboy, and my table was woo, 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 and we bought a cowboy. Now, the cowboy said, I'll come for 4 to 6 hours. I'll clean, I'll mow, I'll blow, I'll do whatever you need. Now, the girls at that point said, can we come and watch? But I've never redeemed it. I just want you to know. But the money.
I was hoping he could come over and change the oil in my truck. You know?
But anyway, so that was Justin. And if anybody's listening knows Justin, he's very well liked and he's a great guy. Chicks and Chaps, again, we talked about that earlier. And I just love how we are in this beautiful small town.
We are. Hey, we're here with Casey Robertson from the Raptor CR Ranch. It's a boarding stable. So let's talk about this. We've already talked about team roping and that you've been doing this for 10 years and that you teach people that are interested in this. And this is really, if you go, team roping, how big is that? Well, there's thousands of events in the United States every year. And there's a lot of money in this. I think the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys, probably make more at the events than they probably do in rodeos, but I wouldn't know for sure.
Yeah, depending on what event you go to, and just to give you an idea how big it is, every year the NFR takes place in Las Vegas in December. Well, that same week, the World Series of Team Roping also takes place in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel and Casino. And the last year they had it, which was 2 years ago, the payout over the week for the World Series of Team Roping was bigger than the NFR payout.
And those are big payouts.
Yeah, I mean, I believe NFR was around $12 million, and I think the World Series was $13
million. Yeah, so that tells you how big this is. Anyway, running a boarding stables, I mean, I've been in a lot of stables before, on base, which is really a lot easier, and then off base. What's it like to run a stable? Because yours is extremely clean.
Well, I was fortunate when we bought the property. It was the business was already there. It came with boarders and contracts and good relationships. And I lost some people and gained some people. And in the last couple years that I've owned it, I've come to find that word of mouth is a better way of doing business with horses and a person that knows someone that knows someone, so they kind of know what they're in for. I tried doing the advertising and doing a Facebook page, and it just kind of opened the door for some issues. So I did away with all that, and now it's if you want to board bad enough, you'll find a way to contact me. And that's not the best business plan, but for me with limited stables, I want people that really want to board and appreciate what it is to board a horse.
And there's a definite feeling there. And this is not an infomercial or to promote.
Casey's not going to be advertising on the station.
I'm full right now.
No, absolutely. Well, that's great. You are? I like that. And so what we like is that we wanted our listeners to hear a little inside information about team roping and what you do and that you're a young couple that bought a business, for personal and professional. And we admire that because what it is to be a responsible business owner, I mean, you have to think of taxes and business licenses and be registered and all those things. It's not easy.
So right now I'm super fortunate with my wife as a commercial loan officer in town. So does very
and let's just
well.
Say where
she works at Cornerstone Community
Yay.
Bank,
which we didn't find out until today.
Yeah,
which is a great bank. She loves it there, and I love the people that she works with. So she doesn't work at the ranch with me, right. And the ranch is great, but I'm not going to sit up here and pretend super lucrative and pays all our bills and all that. It covers the expenses of the property and that. I couldn't do it without my wife as a partner and what she does.
Well, your partner's just like Linda and I are.
Yes.
But going back to the stables, because I'm running out of time here, what do you find is your biggest problem? Is it people or is it horses? What?
Right now, I'm very fortunate. The people that I have boarding are great. There's no problems. I've had problems in the past. But coming from retail with the store and everything, I really have no problems compared to what I had with a bigger business like the store. Just managing your expenses and with hay prices.
Let's talk about that. Hay prices gone crazy in the last couple of years or not?
Oh, absolutely. But that's
just like gas is going
up. It's not a surprise. Yeah. Everyone has known it's coming. So just trying to be on top of your expenses and managing your money. And, you know, certain years, it's kind of seasonal. This year is an anomaly where I'm full in the summertime. Summertime tends to slow down a little bit because people feel like they put their horses out in pastures because it's not raining. They're not standing in mud. But this year I'm fortunate where I'm full in the summer, yeah. And it seems like everyone that I have right now is there to stay.
Yeah.
Well, we met some of the people there the other day when we were
visiting,
including one just that drove in, Jeff.
Yes.
Because he's dropping off a check, I guess. And,
his daughter.
And we end up sitting there talking to him for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you
have somebody that you've been dealing with for years in the hay business? Because that's a whole industry in itself, feed and hay.
Hay is hard right now. There's some places you can get in with buying truckloads or I deal a lot with Bella Vista Feed right now, and I feed several different types of hay. So I've done the truckload route, which is around 500 bales. But if it's wintertime, you tend to lose some to mold. Luckily, I have cows that I can feed it to, but your expenses can tend to get out of hand when you have that much hay and you're not keeping it.
Sure.
Close eye on it.
We're running out of time. Somebody said, do you have any problems with mountain lions, cougars, or anything? I mean, coyotes or anything out there?
There's been some sightings around the ranch, but I haven't had
it. Because you got cattle out there. Now you're bringing in calves.
Yeah, and luckily I have horn cattle, and they're pretty mean and aggressive. So that helps.
Yeah.
And luckily my horses are in a kind of centralized location, and there's not one really singled out,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty big animals. Mountain lion's looking for an easy target.
Yeah.
So no, I've been fortunate in that aspect. Aside from some barn cats, and you have some run-ins with coyotes and foxes like that. But.
Well, the layout is you've got plenty of room in every one of your stalls for the horses to they can lay down, they can move around out there. They're in shade, which is really cool. I like that. You've got some indoor facilities and some that are indoor-outdoor. So automatic waters, everything.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You know, and it's not ideal. You know, in a perfect world, every horse would be out on an acre pasture and shade and green grass year round.
Sure.
It's just not, in California especially, horses are a luxury item. You know that with the cost of land and everything that goes along with it. So I try to do the best I can and make sure.
No, you know what? Here's the other thing.
And congratulations.
Those stalls are clean. And
yeah.
You've got somebody that works for you, man. That's, cleans them.
Yeah, we tag team. I have a guy that rents from me who trade rent and clean stalls.
Cool.
And I clean 3-4 days a week and he covers the rest and feeding.
Yeah.
So it's, it definitely takes a support system and people, good neighbors.
It's a
team. We've been here with, because we've kind of run out of time. Casey Robertson from the Raptor CR Ranch. It's a boarding stable and, he's
full.
He's full, but if you're looking for a place, if there's kind of like team roping or roping has kind of like tweaked you a little bit, how do people get a hold of you?
So thank you for asking. If there's anyone out there, young kid that's interested in just wanting to know what it takes or what goes into that, you can reach me on my cell phone. I don't mind. Area code 530-355-9262.
And if you haven't written that down, you can get a hold of me.
Absolutely.
Since Casey said it's okay.
And you won't be bothering me. I could talk about horses, ranching, team roping all day long.
So and let me tell you, I talked to Casey the other day for the first time, and we chatted for 15 minutes about everything. The Raptor CR Ranch, Casey
Thanks for
Robert,
being our guest
Robertson,
today.
Well,
thank
and
you for
thank
me.
You so much for coming in today,
thank
buddy.
Thank you. This is great.
Okay. Hey, when we come back after the news, it's going to be open line, and the sheriff is going to be here, but he's over on the coast at a sheriff's marijuana convention. I don't think they call it a convention. I think they call it something else.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Following the block's massive pandemic recovery fund, the president of the 27-nation block's executive commission has started a tour of EU capitals to announce the initial endorsement of national recovery spending plans. Florida Power and Light imploded the 495-foot chimney stack of its last coal-fired generating plant. Today's demolition was being described as a milestone in the utility's transition to cleaner energy sources. U.S. home construction rose 3.6% in May as builders battled a surge in lumber prices that have made homes more expensive. The Commerce Department reports the May increase left construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.57 million units. On Wall Street, a mixed day so far. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 43, while the NASDAQ is up 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Indian police have registered a case against Twitter and prominent journalists for allegedly trying to spark communal tensions.
Police say those who posted the clip were trying to provoke communal sentiments and maintain the attack was not anti-Muslim. Among those named in the police complaint are the reporter Rana Ayub, a well-known critic of the ruling BJP government, and the news website The Wire. In a statement, The Wire said their news story was based on accurate and truthful reports and that the police complaint was an attempt to criminalise the reporting of anything other than the official version of events.
That's BBC correspondent Regini Vaidyanathan reporting from Delhi. France is easing mandatory mask wearing outdoors and will halt an 8-month nightly coronavirus curfew on June 20th. The announcement by the country's prime minister comes as France is now registering about 3,900 daily virus cases on average. News and analysis at townhall.com. A strong shallow undersea earthquake has shaken parts of Indonesia.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered around 6 miles under the sea. Shallow quakes tend to cause more damage. However, the movements cracked some walls and sent panicked coastal residents in Maluku province to higher ground. Officials, however, say there's little threat of a large tsunami, although the sea level rose about 1.5 feet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union is recommending that member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. EU members agreed today to add the U.S. to the list of countries in whose cases restrictions are non-essential travel should be lifted. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives to the 27-nation bloc. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! That's right, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. It means everything's downhill from here. We are over the hump. 8:05 in the morning here on the 16th of June. And I'm sorry. There's somebody out there that hates this,
yeah.
And I know who she is, and I understand.
It's not defiant.
It's not. We're not. Well, yeah, we are. It's our station, but it's not to offend you.
No.
It really isn't.
But
just kind of take a deep breath. You know.
Here's the thing I want to say about that. It just came into my mind. It conjured up a picture, and that was when she goes, "It's hump day." I'm thinking. Okay, so Mike decides he's going to leave the business because I just visualized they're in an office. Maybe I saw this on like an Aflac kind of commercial or something. He's in an office. And Mike is gone, and she misses it. She misses his energy. This is where my mind just went.
Oh.
She misses Mike because Mike was a nuisance. Mike was big. Mike tried to get everybody going. Because, you know, I love the office and all the dysfunctionality with the office. That's what it reminds me of. But you kind of miss the crazy mayhem.
Well, really? Well, you should stay around here for a little while. You want to see mayhem? We got 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's there. And today is Fudge Day. You know what? You're just keeping, you know what? The chat room is being
cordial.
Nice. Cordial.
Cordial. Today, we're going to have 104. We do have an excessive heat warning, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 71. Tomorrow calls for 110. Hot day, folks. 111 on Friday. As we progress this weekend, Father's Day weekend, Saturday hot with 109. Clear skies at night, and Sunday will be 107. As we look at Monday, 103, Tuesday, 95, but we are into the weekend with triple-digit temperatures. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
The Lake Shasta water level is at 949.50 feet, mean sea level, and it's 117.5 feet below full pool. Of 1,067. So it's down 117 feet today. And do we have an update on the fires, Jared?
I still can't find an update on the dairy fire from today, but
okay.
The dairy fire, as of last night, was 150 acres and 20% contained.
Okay.
The rock fire, I got an update this morning. The rock fire off of Benson Drive and Rock Creek Road, east of Whiskeytown, is 100 acres and 45% contained.
Okay. Usually the sheriff is here today. Well, you know what? The sheriff, and Sheriff McGrinney, got a hold of me yesterday. He's over on the coast, and it's a sheriff's meeting, and they're talking about trying to control the marijuana, the explosion of the illegal growth. Now, as we all know, the sheriff's going to be leaving that job in exactly 3 days and going to work for the, as the deputy chief executive officer, and from what I understand, from what I've gleaned, is that his whole focus is going to be on public safety. And one of the things he's, and I'm not going to put words in their mouths or anything like this, because I like to have them both come in here and talk about this, is getting that jail built. You know, are we going to need to have a bond? Is there, I mean, a tax raise? Is there money available? Patrick Jones has always said there's money available there. If we're looking at strict, you know, and he has said that every time a tax, you know, a tax raise was proposed. And as you know, all of the tax raises for or to raise a tax measures to build a jail have failed, failed big time. The I mean, not even close. And the but the problem with the last one, and as Nick has pointed out, and anybody else, it was just too convoluted. There were so many things that went into it. You know, these people get a pot of money. These people get a pot of money. These people get a pot of money. It wasn't simple. You should be able to say if we're going to have a proposed tax increase, it's a one page. Even I can read it. We're going to build a jail. This money will be used to build a jail. The jail is going to cost this much to build and this much to run. The money will go to do that. And that's where it is. It's no new anything being siphoned off out of the general fund or anything like this. If that's for that tax raise. And I think I've been wrong before, but I think that people would get behind that. If you said we're going to build a 600 seat jail, which would allow us then to take these people off the streets that have been arrested 50 times, as we know that that's happened, or the people that have just go in and brazenly shoplift stuff, they would go to jail and be held there until their trial. How much would that help the crime? Even though crime is, thank you, you know, I guess you could even say thank you, COVID, for this one. Crime has gone down, has been going down, you know, last year. You know, obviously part of it is the fact that people are home and, you know, they weren't getting their homes burgled and these things. But a jail with six, imagine this, you take the 400 of the worst that are already in jail, and many of them are there. They're not getting out. Some of them been sentenced already to 3, 4, 5 years in jail. Not prison, but jail. And then you take the ones that are being held for murder. Then you take the ones that are being held for sexual assault. I mean, those people stay in jail. And then for the longest time, we could not get the prisoners who had been already adjudicated and were supposed to go to state prison. For all through COVID, we had to keep them in the jail, over 125 of them. Now, that's over 25% of the seats in the jail. So, you know, that started opening up. Now, of course, since the Gov has said that, you know, California's opened up, but we're going to get to that later on in this hour. Bottom line on it, though, is 600 more seats would make a big difference. Now, if Eric Magrini, working as the assistant CEO, can get that, get the probation board, get the all of these things lined up, and actually have a real plan, a real way to go out after these illegal marijuana farms, then that's his job. Now, I'm trying to ascertain that from conversations and from things I read. So, there.
Let's take an early break. Oh, we do have a caller.
We don't have a caller? We have a caller?
We do. We have Terry on the line.
Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, after the supervisor meeting, I talked with Mike Mangus for quite some time, reminiscing about the good old days of when he was a sports caster and I was working as a booster club president at Liberty Christian. And but we had a good talk about what was going on with Eric Magrini. There is some information he gave me that I could share with you if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, first of all, the vote of no confidence, and my source is a deputy sheriff, and the vote of no confidence was done by the upper echelon of the sheriff's department, captains, et cetera, on Eric Magrini. As you know, the deputies, you may have known this, they didn't really know, nobody really knew what was going on, and Eric was leaving officially until, according to this one deputy, Friday. Also, Mike said that he tried to get an interview with Pontiff and Magrini, but they put him off, and they're going to do it with him next week. One of Mike's questions to me is what is Eric Magrini's background, and what gives him the knowledge and the withdrawal and the education to take on a job, and why is there a new job being created?
Well, okay, hang on for a second on that one. From what I've read and from what I've talked to people, is this is going to be where Magrini is going to be working is going to be in those areas that he's very familiar with in law enforcement. So that part. Now, if you want to take it out of that into budgeting for the whole for the whole county and those things, but I understand this is kind of a pretty. This is a big part of what happens in Shasta County is the public safety, and that was what he was being aimed at. So, okay, go on.
Okay, well, also, I didn't quite hear all of that, my friend. I didn't get the first part of that. Can you repeat that again, maybe a little louder? And it could be my end of the phone.
You sound like you're out where there's air blowing in your ear. I said is that from what I understand is that Eric Magrini was being hired to do a specific portion of the public safety because he is very aware of the funding, the grants, how the system works because he's on all of those boards and everything, Citizen Safety Board and all that, and how the jail works. So his bailiwick, from what I understand, and it could be wrong because I also am trying to get Matt on and Eric on, was going to be that area. Now, he is familiar with that, but I can't say anything beyond that in the sense of how familiar is he with what Health and Human Services does.
Okay, well, the information we've got is that actually his job is going to be looking into getting a jail built, and the other part of that is to be helping with illegal grows.
That's what we mentioned earlier.
Right, okay. And then the other thing that was told to us, when asking the deputies what they thought of the of Barnhart, they all seem to like him. Seems like he's a pretty does a pretty good job.
Is that the undersheriff?
The undersheriff, yes.
Yeah.
Here's
the question, though. Are they going to appoint him to be?
He's
the,
already appointed. He's,
to be
he's
the
already
acting
taken
sheriff.
Over the. He's,
right.
He's going to be there. The way the law is working, at least my understanding of it, and Mike's understanding of it, is that if a sheriff retires or resigns and his term is not quite finished and he's not up for re-election yet, then the Board of Supervisors can appoint an interim sheriff, which is what they're doing. I mean, the guy says, I'm leaving next week.
That's what they did with Magrini, though.
That's what they did with Magrini. So that's apparently what I got. But I think the thing that where Mike was concerned is that, I mean, frankly, the deputies I talked to were very lukewarm on Eric Magrini, but not so much on Barnhart.
Well, here's the problem. But here's the concern. We've got to take a break, Terry, if you want to hang on to after the break. But here's the thing is, I think Barnhart, if he was going to be appointed sheriff and that's his official position.
Interim sheriff.
Okay. Then, but if he gets appointed, he would have to take a pay cut. So, because he makes more than the sheriff does.
Well, I don't know if he does or not.
Yeah,
if
he does.
He's working interim. I don't know where it's.
So they may just let him keep let him keep the pay he's making now if it's interim sheriff.
Magrini took a pay cut, almost half.
Why
would he do
Magrini
it?
Was getting paid less than his people that worked for him when he was sheriff. Okay, that's the only thing I'm saying is, would Barnhart, if he's getting paid more, would he take a pay cut? But if it's an interim sheriff where he gets the same pay, I can understand that. And
yeah,
he's been around.
Yeah,
he's a very knowledgeable guy.
He really is. He has to be an interim sheriff. Yeah. I mean, that's all they can really do at this point until they do the. They still have to go through the process of selecting a sheriff. They had five candidates last time when they selected Magrini, so they still have to go through that process. But again, Magrini's taken a cut from $11,000 to about $6,000. So I mean, there's just a lot of questions around why he would leave and take a pay cut.
Well, that's going to be something, you know, because there's been other, you know, other people have looked at the new budget and everything, and that's going to also be addressed. But, okay, Terry, we got to run 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or 401, call Judy. Get a free review and an evaluation. Judy is not somebody that started this business yesterday. No, since 1993, she's been helping families, business owners, veterans, seniors. She is there for you. 221-0441 is the phone number, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maximal Insurance and Financial, 8:20 in the morning, and it is a whopping 72 already, and we'll be right back.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 605-4567, we're in open line. Sheriff McGreeny is over on the coast with other sheriffs, and it is on a conference on eradicating the illegal grows of marijuana. And we're going to discuss a little bit more of that. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, is a leak dealer for SunPower. You know, when we look out there and it's 108 degrees and the sun's shining, you may ask yourself, why don't I have solar power? Well, solar energy makes sense. And right now you can get up to 26% federal tax credits. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery, which means is after the sun goes down, you still have power, and solar with financing from Powerhouse Solar, keeping the lights on when the grid goes down. Give them a call at 275-5600. Give Blake or his beautiful wife a call. They're locally owned, locally operated, Powerhouse Solar. Terry's still on the line, and you have finishing comments there, Terry?
Well, I just wanted to share the information with you. Mike also made comment about the fact that, and by the way, on those illegal grows, Siskiyou County has really done a great job up there. The sheriff up there, who's an appointed sheriff, when their sheriff left.
I heard that they were, you know what, isn't that strange, Terry, because I heard that they are just being overwhelmed by the thousands of illegal grows.
Same with Trinity, yeah, but their sheriffs are actually doing something about
it. Well, you know, they are, but they're still being overwhelmed.
Well, there's been some victory over the last week, according to Sheriff LaRue. There's been some victory up there in Siskiyou County. They're doing a good job, doing the right thing. But one other thing that was mentioned by Mike is the fact, and again, getting back to what the subject matter is, and that's Eric taking this job. Mike did make the parallel between Leonard Modi, who actually brought the city council together for one of the first times back in 2007, I think it was, when they fired him unanimously, and then he got a job created for him by the city manager to be an assistant city manager. And so, you know, it's kind of it's an interesting dynamic. Mike also went on to talk a little bit about Tom Basenko's statement, our past sheriff, who made the statement to that Les Ball read at the Board of Supervisors, in the fact that you know, Eric was actually named as the guy who was driving Modi behind the lines up there. Felt uncomfortable, apparently, about you know, the wine that that Leonard picked up. And as you know, that's old news. That's mid-season, not a mouthfeason. Although there's
there's other questions to that too. We're going to address. Okay, Terry. What else? Is that it?
No. But you're right about the undersheriff. You're right. He does keep the same pay.
Yeah, one of our listeners just said that.
Yeah,
no, they said he's going to keep the same pay. And he should. Why should he take a pay cut?
Yeah, well, he's just been on the seat for a while. I mean, that's the thing. It's not like the guy's, and apparently he's capable from what I've heard from the people who are going to be working with him. So, it just sort of is what it is, but. I mean, it was interesting the comment that when Mike was, we were talking about this, and it's interesting when he made the comment that Basenko was upset because, as you know, the Sheriff's Department is beholden to the Board of Supervisors. They serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors when it comes to their money, and Tom was afraid, using the quote, that the Board of Supervisors could be vindictive and take money from him, and that's why he never brought forward any of this misfeasance. That was done by Leonard Modi and those who helped him. So it's going to be an interesting program, but there's a lot more, and I don't know whether Mike's going to put some out on it or not, but I don't know what else Eric and Mr. Pontes can bring up about his new position. It's sort of just what it is, I guess.
Well, I'd like to get both of them on at the same time. And so they can talk about that.
They're going to be interviewed, I think, on Monday by KRCR. I think it's Monday. Mike said he's going to have an interview with them.
Okay, buddy. All right.
Okey-doke.
Thanks, Terry. Hey, Terry. Okay, bye. It's going to be interesting to hear over the next few weeks about what's happening there. That's all I can say. Linda's going to have to run away, but do you have we've talked about the fires and how the, you know, burning in the same footprint. Do you remember who John Stewart is? Do you remember who John Stewart is?
He was a talk show comedian turned talk show guy.
Yeah, and he had something. What did he have? Jared, do you remember the name of the show he had?
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show. Now, he made it real clear this wasn't a real news show. It wasn't. It was written by comedy writers for him. And yet when they did surveys, people were getting their news from The Daily Show. And he said, you shouldn't do that. He says, remember they had this big strike and all the writers went on strike. The Daily Show shut down because they're comedy writers writing for the show. It's not news. And he said that. But people were still, a large majority of people were getting their news from a comedy show. So John Stewart, who is, you could say he's liberal, but on some, it's kind of like Bill Maher. Just when you think Bill Maher can't get any more left, he comes back and he just hammers away at the left. And I love that. But John Stewart was on a late night show night before last. And he argued vehemently that the virus could have leaked from the Wuhan lab. And if you have to look at it, it's like being in Hershey, Pennsylvania. If there's chocolate that's in the air, it came from the factory. If there's a virus in the air, it came from the Wuhan lab. Oh my God. Somebody on the left said that.
But why is there such an outcry about the fact that if it was, in fact,
nobody wants
out of
to
a
say,
lab because. In China, why? But why nobody? I mean, if it's a fact, it's a fact.
And that's it. Because the press and the Democrats for so long said, and then the World Health Organization, oh, no, it didn't come from the Wuhan lab. Well, you know what? When you're working with the virus and it's in the lab and then it get, you know, and then people around the lab get sick, I don't know. And, you know, that to me, that's kind of like, oh, maybe it came from the lab. Anyway, John Stewart said this. And the talk show host, I don't know if it was Kimmel or whoever it was, they're trying to fight back, you know, and he's going, no. Well, after that, the Washington Post wrote an article, one of the columnists. It says, you know, people, you shouldn't get your political opinions and scientific theory from entertainers. They don't know any more than you do. They're not experts. And yet, how many thousands of hours are given to entertainers with a high school diploma who are making these grandiose statements about global warming, peace in the Middle East, and other things, and people are giving them time. And it's like when Cher says something, Cher, only thing time when you open your mouth, the only thing I want to hear is, do you believe in love? You know, I want to hear you sing. I don't want to hear your political opinions. And now the Washington Post. Now, and the guy does say, he says, am I saying this because we have a liberal saying things that go against the liberal, the
agenda.
Agenda. He says on the Wuhan laboratory. He says I'm really agnostic about that. You know, I'm really, you know, don't know and don't have it. But when people play such a big part in today's society of entertainers and celebrities making these statements, they don't know any more than you do. What in fact, they may know a lot less than you do. And our audience is a very bright audience. And, you know, you all, I've seen you research things. I see when I say something, you come up with the answer right away. So, but it takes something like this before a very left-leaning newspaper, the Washington Post, says, I thoroughly agree. I don't even know who the opinion editor or the opinion writer was, but he's absolutely right. Every time I hear Cher or Bette Midler or other has-beens like this.
Don't say that.
Okay, I won't say that.
Please don't call them has-beens. I don't like that.
Other people in the industry make these statements. I just sit there
they're
and look
has-beens.
At them.
They're not has-beens. Okay, they're not has-beens. They're still
okay.
Doing.
All right. Okay.
Take it back.
I take it back.
Listen,
no, I do take it back.
I know we're over time, but I can tell you from an entertainer and being around entertainers most of my adult life from 15 on, is that there becomes when you have thousands and thousands of followers, you have the mind or the ego thinks that you have a platform. I have this platform. I have a responsibility to social injustice. you know, back in the day, you know, with the Sinatra and the people before that, I mean, people didn't go out of nowhere.
Did you ever hear them say anything?
Never.
And now we have LeBron James, who has multi-million dollar contracts with China, and he sits there and he takes shots at the United States, but doesn't say one damn word about the slavery, the genocide, the rapes of the people in China. He doesn't say one word about that. The lack of freedoms, the fact that if you say something, you disappear. Does he say anything about that? See, they're tied to the money. I have no respect for LeBron James. Oh, you're a great basketball player. So? But, I mean, okay, but if you're going to get my respect, you're going to point out, if you want to point out injustice, you point it out everywhere. And you do have multi-million dollar deals with China. Why did John Cena, the wrestler, apologize to China? You know why? He called Taiwan a country. That infuriated the Chinese. He had to apologize to them. John Cena, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU is busy working with the other city departments on vegetation clearing to mitigate wildfire risk to our community. You can also prepare by trimming shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home and clearing dead vegetation off your property. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires. Reading Electric Utility. 8:35 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 i10 Smart Bed and adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage.
We thank you for everything that you do.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Is this going someplace? Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just ran off. We have Alliance Heating and Airs coming to our place today. And you're asking why? You guys with all this, you know, it's going to be 110. Because every 6 months, Alliance Heating and Air comes into our house. They make sure all the filters are clean. They make sure everything is working. They do it right before the really summer heat hits and before the winter starts. Alliance Heating and Air are just absolutely great people. I would recommend them without reservation. Alliance Heating and Air. 8:40 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. And on the line we have Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I was hoping I could chime in a little bit more on the board
sure.
supervisor.
Sure, it's open there. Line. It's open line.
Thank you. Yeah, regarding Eric Magrini and the, I guess, the rather sudden change of his position, I think a lot of people, quite honestly, were concerned it happened immediately after the July 8th meeting when Les was talking and sharing about what happened with the car fire and Modi and all of the rest. So we find this news out the very next day, and all these pieces are in order, this assistant CEO position. And a lot of people, quite frankly, are wondering if these interviews that they were allegedly having, I don't know if they had real interviews or what they call the semi-fakes, where you just get people in to say that, oh, yeah, I got interviewed or I sent my resume. Whatever it was, they have to have that on record, knowing the full time that they had their favor, their eye on retaining and keeping Eric Magrini, because he may, in fact, have information, intel. The layperson calls it, I've got dirt on dirt, so there might be some useful reasons to retain him. I don't know. I'm not a part of the departments. I'm not in that field. I'm just giving you an impression of people like myself that are wondering, like, why is this so dramatically coming into fruition?
Okay, let me throw something out that I understand, is that they started advertising that position, from what I understand. Now, what I've been told, in like February.
I heard the same thing. That is what Pontus was saying yesterday. The thing is, why wasn't it filled if they had all this time? And if there's such a crucial need for the jail and the marijuana and all these other issues, it just it looked a little too rapid, instant, and we, once again, this is the most important thing, in my opinion, is we're left out of the position of electing. We didn't get to elect Eric Magrini. Now we don't get to elect this substitute interim fill-in person, and this is why people that they look at that issue, that when will we ever get a say-so, is the highlight
November
of what I want to say.
November 2022. The election for sheriff is then the undersheriff sitting in. Is going to be there. He has the ability to run for it if he wants to. But I imagine that the people will start throwing their hats in the ring, and you're going to start seeing them early next year.
Well, let's see, because right now we do not have a quote-unquote sheriff. We have the undersheriff filling in. So I think that's
yeah,
about
but the you know what? It's I look at it like this, Lori, and I look at it from a military side. I'm the XO of a battalion. The battalion commander gets taken out. I step in. I am not of the same rank, but I can handle it because the person right below you should be able to handle the job without a problem. So I have no problem with that. This guy's been around a long time. He's the undersheriff. And, and I think he's very capable. He seems.
I have no issue with the undersheriff doing that.
So it really doesn't make any difference. You know, yes, we don't have a say. The board of supervisors, whom we elected, have a say. And they appointed Magrini, and now they're appointing the undersheriff. And in next year, we get to elect a sheriff.
But the whole thing is just the thing of this position being created. And I want to talk about Patrick Jones pulling down the sneeze guard. I drilled that for the first few minutes.
Do it quick.
Okay, so, yeah, just people, I don't know if the paper's going to cover that or not. I don't subscribe to the paper. But the other thing is I got to clarify in my public comments about that Mr. Nathan Blaze Pinckney. He's taking and pulling down the slanderous video. So, folks out there, if you've been harmed, hurt, injured, anything by him, his attorney's working with me, I'm working with her, and I'm still having more of these salacious, vile videos being removed. And the chat room's cleansed up as well. Thank you both, whatever you all did, to get rid of some of the troll and hater element. I appreciate that very, very
much.
Well,
we just had people start having to sign in with their email. Because I tell you what, and we got to, you know, so thank you, Lori. I got another guest coming in. Here's the way I believe it, my friends. This chat room is my home. This station is Linda and my home. We invite people in here, as we do in our home, and as long as they're civil, and even if we don't agree with them, but you know, as long as we can talk, like our next caller is Christian. He and I don't agree about a lot of things, but Christian and I have never once had harsh words with each other. If we, you know, choose not to believe or to do what the other one say, that's fine. But we don't have harsh words. So when you come into my chat room and you say nasty things or you put pictures up or you use profanity, that's like you're coming into my house. So now I have your email address. So if that happens, then I can send you an email, say, hey, please don't do that again. This is my home, and I understand where people are upset, but, you know, keep it civil. And then the next step would be is going to your business and standing in the middle of your lobby and screaming profanity. And they say, well, you did it at my business. So I'm sure that it'll never come to that, but I will do that. Okay, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought. Is that, why are you in there laughing, Jared?
I think you can't see properly into the booth.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think I'd do that?
Do what?
Go into somebody's business and yell profanities at the top of my voice, like they did in our chat room?
No, I don't think you would. But
really?
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
You can come with me. You can take your half of the profanity rant and go on one side of the room, and I'll go on the other. You say, how do you like that? So, hey, this portion of the show, I don't even know if I should bring this up by who nobody wants to be associated with what I just said. Hey, haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershops. Just there yesterday. Got another great haircut, the best haircuts in the world. Yes, at Shasta, at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Tim and Logan are just outstanding. And they work on appointments. Now, let me say this. The barbershop's open. No mask. You can come in and sit down. It's like the old time.
You can finally get my beard trimmed.
You can get your beard trimmed. Some guy was getting his beard trimmed in there yesterday, and it's about time, buddy. 244-9478. They still work on appointments, but you still can come in and chit-chat with people. 847 in the morning, 74 degrees. Today, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at Shining care.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Slobbering on around the house. Copenhagen makes me feel so good.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. That was for my good friend Ted Ogilvie. I didn't even know there was a song like that. I like Chris LeDoux. He's a Western guy. He's no longer with us. Young guy. Died young. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 8:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, let's go to the phones. Christian.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
It's going to be hot, man. I don't know what
to say. It's going to be hot.
I just wanted to point out a couple of common ground issues here. The first issue is McGreeny, Sheriff McGreeny, ex-Sheriff McGreeny, seems to be really there are a lot of conspiracy theories from both the alt-left and the alt-right. So there must be something going on that's good because it seems everybody's upset about, you know, possible conspiracy theories. There's no fact or information at this time. It's just what it is, you know, conspiracy. And the second point I wanted to bring out is I got to agree with you on China. I get a little disturbed when I hear all the celebrities making so much money off of China, you know, and yet screaming social justice. For instance, the Trump family. Millions and millions. While they're yelling, don't do business with China. And of course, for years and years and years and years, how many millions, how many trademarks, common ground? It's a bunch of bull and on both sides.
What, Christian, here's if you expect me to argue with you about that one, I'm not. Because our political system has become so, in my unlearned opinion, because this is just Carl's opinion, has become so corrupt with big money. And the fact that there are billions, that, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars that are being shifted back and forth. I go back to how many of our elected representatives at the federal level have ever come out poorer than they were when they started? And you can say Trump did, but, you know, whatever.
It's going to be hard to – all I'm trying to say is when the alt-right – I don't consider you alt-right, by the way, but –
I'm not. Well, you know me. We have talked a lot of times, and and we've argued.
But when the alt right wants to attack, just like the alt left, to be fair and in common ground, the alt right saboteur here is Trump. Basically,
he's gone.
And so when they want to yell about LeBron James, and oh well.
But I was using entertainers and sports personalities on this. I didn't get into the political, quote, political side where Trump and the rest of those guys are. I'm talking about entertainers, celebrities that are making all of these profound revelations about our country. And yet they are less responsible. They have a lot less knowledge of things than you do or I do or Jared does.
Carl, you just described Trump. A celebrity.
Trump's no longer there, buddy. You can't keep beating on him.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't he coming back on August?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Carl, it's been great talking
with you,
man.
Thank you, Christian. I got somebody else here. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Carl, it's been great talking with
you. Dale, you're on. Hello, Dale.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Dale, you're on.
Turn down your radio, buddy.
I was just listening in this morning while I was out running around here, and had kind of some questions on the Eric thing. You'd mentioned that the new job created was to kind of go at his specialties, where he was familiar with and things like that, correct?
Yeah, that's what I understood from what I've read.
Okay, and that's kind of what I understood, but if you just had a vote of no confidence of doing those skills, how would you be the best qualified for the new job?
Well, let me say this. I don't know anything about the job, the vote of no confidence, okay? I don't know that. But I would think the no confidence, and I don't know, so I even hate even mentioning it. But let's just say that you're in a leadership position, no matter what your job is, and people don't like your leadership methods, right? It doesn't mean that you're not competent at your job, right? It means that I don't have the confidence that he's going to take care of me, or he's going to go, you know, he's going to do the things to support our group of people. I don't know anything about it, but I'm just saying that.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
So how many sheriffs that we've had in the last three decades have had a vote of no confidence?
You know what? I think this may be the first one.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. As other callers have called in, the timing on this and the, information coming out are, like, and as the last caller, you know, even the people on the left and the right are all kind of going, this is kind of, the whole thing kind of stinks a little bit.
Well, that's why, you know, this is where we get into the, I hope that we get into total transparency here, that Matt Pontes has every right in the world to hire anybody he wants. In fact, everybody that works except for the sheriff and anybody that's an elected official works for Matt Pontes. He can hire anybody he wants. And if he wants to hire somebody he thinks is the best for the job, that knows the area, that knows the people and all this, he has more than the right to do that. Now, after saying that, he needs to talk about it to us because, you know, as you know, Dale, perception is what counts. And
optics.
So they need to come out and say, this is why we did that. And this is my reasoning. I felt like Eric was the best guy for this job. And then just tell people that and then let people ask questions. Well, this looks like a put up job. Well, no, because we've been advertising this job since February. We've been talking to people. And this, you know, he applied for the job, and this is why I hired him. And just let that go out. And I'm not talking in a 3 minute, a 2 minute soundbite, with Mike Mangus, who, by the way, I really like Mike Mangus, like, does a fantastic job, love his son. But we need an hour. We need an hour sitting
here.
I
don't know about that, cause he's known about all this, with Leonard from way back when I was running for election and decided not to cover it.
Well, okay, I'm just saying what I know about him.
Just like Dave Benda, they all wanted to attack me on with the media, but they didn't want to go after the other guy with anything. They buried it all.
Well, you know, one of the things too is I'd like to address misfeasance. I think it's misfeasance, right? And some other things that were said during that question, a lot of us in the military started questioning some of the comments that Leonard Moti said. And I would like to follow up on those comments too that were said. But Dale, thank you so much for calling. We got to run, buddy.
Have a great afternoon.
You too, Dale. Tomorrow on our show at 7 o'clock, we're having, of course, Shasta County District Attorney, and they're going to be gone at 7 o'clock, my friends. And Ann Schubert, who is a Sacramento, County